I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. A top U.S. diplomat is in Beirut, where he's meeting with Lebanese officials about a possible ceasefire agreement, reportedly approved by Hezbollah, that would end fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Amos Hochstein, a senior advisor to President Joe Biden, arrived Tuesday, a day after Hezbollah reportedly gave a positive response to a U.S. draft proposal to end the war, which has been ongoing for more than 13 months. The U.S. has been working on a proposal to end hostilities that would remove Israeli ground forces from Lebanon and push Hezbollah forces away from the Israeli border. More Lebanese troops and UN peacekeepers would be sent to the buffer zone in southern Lebanon as part of the deal. Hochstein's main meeting will be with Lebanon's parliament speaker, a Hezbollah ally who's mediating for the militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Just days after U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles, Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday signed a revised declaration that lowers the threshold for Moscow to use nuclear weapons. VOA's Richard Green reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that is supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. Putin's endorsement of the new nuclear deterrent policy comes 1,000 days after he sent troops into Ukraine on February 24, 2022. The signing of the doctrine, which says that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response, reflects Putin's readiness to threaten use of the country's nuclear arsenal to force the West to back down as Moscow presses a slow-moving offensive in Ukraine. Richard Green, VOA News.
This is VOA News.